This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Local people. Local stories. This is the KDKA All Local on Pittsburgh's News, Weather, and Traffic Station. 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
I'm David Ballarato. Two adults and a child are dead after a fire in Armstrong County this morning. Flames swept through a duplex on North Grand Avenue just before 4 this morning in Katanning. A child alerted one of the families living there about the blaze, and they managed to escape, but firefighters would later discover the three who died in the fire. So far, no identities have been released. The Trump administration is firing workers at NIH's Alzheimer's Research Center, including its incoming director. News Radio KDKA's Tamara Rush has details.
The firings at the Center for Alzheimer's and Related Dementias affect a tenth of the nearly 100 employees. Neurologists say the downsizing at CARD could be a blow to the scientific quest for new Alzheimer's treatments. Scientists there work with external scientists to turn early discoveries into treatments and medicines. The most shocking termination was the lead researcher, who was announced internally as the organization's next acting director and was expected to bring significant advancements to the research field. An Alzheimer's Research and Global Conference is being held today at the University of Pittsburgh until 6 p.m. Tamara Rush, News Radio, KDKA.
A late-night robbery in Oakland is under investigation. Pitt police say a woman was robbed just after 11 on the 3900 block of Forbes Avenue. The victim says two men stole money from her. One was taken into custody, but the other fled the scene. He's described as black, 6 feet tall, wearing a dark puffer jacket. He also had on a black mask, light-colored pants, and shoes. A Perry Township man is dead after a dirt bike accident Sunday afternoon. This happened around 1:30 on Creek Road in South Huntington. The Westmoreland County Coroner says 18-year-old Donald Leisure was riding a KTM 300 dirt bike when he went off the road, went over an embankment, and then was thrown from the cycle. He was not wearing a helmet. He was found dead in a nearby creek. A Washington County bar and restaurant is set to reopen its doors today, nearly 3 years after a massive fire completely destroyed the popular eatery. The El Rama Tavern burnt to the ground in 2022 after being in business for more than 70 years. That building was a total loss. Now the tavern has been rebuilt and it's ready to reopen its doors to customers coming up at 11 o'clock this morning.
Thanks for listening to the KDKA All Local. You can follow or subscribe to this podcast in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. For the latest breaking news, traffic, and weather, be sure to tune in to KDKA or download the Odyssey app to take us with you wherever you go.